Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Max and the Sausage, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit, 2 for $4 deal.
Here's my opinion. I like the biscuit at Burger King. It's got that fresh baked smell. And your whole breakfast is in there. Eggs, cheese, sausage. And they're 2 for $4. You got it? Am I trending now?
Yeah, Max. Hashtag biscuits. Try a freshly baked sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Now just 2 for $4 only at Burger King. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. At participating restaurants, limited time only.
Hi, I'm Scott Wolf, and you are listening to Variety Radio Online.
Hello, and welcome to the Variety Radio Online. This is Michelle, and today with me, I'm very excited to have with me Scott Wolf.
Thank you. How are you?
So we're here today to talk about 37, A Final Promise.
So
can you tell us a little bit about your role and how you came to be part of this great adventure with Randall?
Well, Randall, the filmmaker and star of the film, is one of my best and oldest friends, and we've known each other for more than 20 years. And so, you know, when I found out he was going to be making his first film, I was obviously very excited for him and said I would love to be a part of it. At the time, there was a couple other things I was working on, and so there was a limit to what I was able to do in the film. But I told him I definitely wanted to be in it in some capacity. And so we found this great role, and it's this guy Sean, and he's his attorney and confidant. And you know, there's this really nice moment in the movie where Randall's character has gone through an incredible shift in his life and his attitude, and is going to make some huge changes, and comes to see me about it. And the film, I was really, I would have wanted to be involved no matter what because Randall is such a great friend. But the script was really affecting and powerful and about some really interesting things. You know, I think more than anything, it felt like it was about the surprising turns your life can take, and when you might think you're headed towards this one place, and be committed to that, life can throw something at you that completely changes everything.
Mm-hmm. No, I from what I've gathered, I have just interviewed Randall, and you know, it seems like, you know, it's not just about one thing. We're talking about someone dealing with their inner demons and then falling in love or in conquering how to make a shift, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, the lead character has a lot of demons that he's wrestling with and has, as a result, has kind of this fixed idea about what he's going to do with his life. And then the way things unfold in the story, and it's based on a true story, which I found pretty compelling too. The most significant, events in this guy's life and plans that literally have to do with his life and death all get changed by this love story that happens. And, you know, what I kind of loved about it was when the story begins, it feels like an ending. You know, you sort of feel like you're joining this character at the end of his life, and again, that all changes when this relationship begins.
Now, as a powerhouse lawyer, you've often played strong roles with this kind of empowerment. Was it easy for you to kind of fill the role of what Randall expected and what you were doing? You played Donnie, obviously. He kind of puts you in a power role. But was that easy to kind of step into that role?
Yeah, you know, I think Donnie Ryan, the character I play on Perception, definitely there was a bit of that kind of guy in Sean Rado and this attorney. And, you know, the most important thing, I think, in terms of the beat in the movie and the story is that, you know, this is a guy who seems to know, to know Adam very well and, to be somebody that Adam trusts and would potentially be most surprised by this shift in his life. And the thing is moving at the pace you have to move when you're making an independent film at times. You know, we shot that scene between us in the office in, I don't even know, like 15 minutes. It was extremely quick. And the fact that Randall and I have a long history together and, you know, share a sense of humor and share our own, you know, 20 years of life together, that it just was all there. And I think that was the most important thing in that moment in the film, was that it needed to feel like this was a guy who really thought he knew exactly what to expect from Adam. And because of their shared history, and he winds up kind of bowled over by this, all this new development, and to the point at which he's actually concerned about him. So I think, yeah, I mean, the sort of the super, super powerful lawyer guy was a shred of it. But I think the more important thing was to have it feel like a guy who really knows Adam inside and out, and then it's, you know, becomes a little more clear in the story. You know, it's already clear that this is a huge shift for him, but, you know, to see it land on somebody that is really close to him, I think highlights just how extreme it is.
Well, we're definitely excited about it, and we're hoping to share it with a lot of our listeners and get it out there as much as we can to support it. So Randall told a secret on you, so I get to bring it up. I hear that you're very, very talented at something, rocking a baby one-handed or something. You're very talented. The only one in the world who can put their baby to sleep with one, I think he said, a touch of one hand, or a rock with the one arm.
That's hilarious. Yeah, he was over the house recently, and we have a 10-week-old, well, now 11-week-old, or she's almost 3 months. But, yeah, I mean, when you, you know, when you have three kids, you need to be able to do a lot with one hand.
Multitask.
Yes, and... yeah, it's funny. She has Lucy is our new daughter, and there is this position she has where she's kind of belly down on my forearm, and then I have like her little face cradled in my arm. And
yeah,
she's just really comfy in that position. Has been since she was born, and she's, you know, almost too big for that position.
Because your arm's going to get a little, the weight's going to start getting to where you won't be able to hold it in that position.
Yeah, and it's even her length. She's like, she's almost longer than my forearm now. So I'm going to either have to go to the, like, fully extended arm or, yeah, find another position. But yeah, he was, because he and I were sitting and talking, and I wound up, you know, throwing her in that position, and she fell asleep, and
he was amazed.
He thought it was a daddy ninja maneuver.
Yeah, he said you were a great dad. So that was,
well,
he was giving his kudos out to you.
Takes one to know one. He's amazing with his little girl. And yeah, I mean, it's something I care an awful lot about. So that's a nice compliment coming from another great dad.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the night shift.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. And I have to ask, are you going to break Kate's heart?
You know.
I'm kind of like, what the crap?
I know. You know, one of the things I love about the way they've written this season out is you know, I think they keep this Donnie character kind of, you know, keeping everyone on the edge of their seats. It's like just when you sort of think you got him figured out, there's this new version of him. And ultimately, I think he is all of these things. You know, I think he's definitely somebody who was capable of making mistakes, but he's also somebody who's capable of working hard to be this better person. And ultimately, I believe in Donnie you know, but it seems as though he's not going to make it easy on anybody. And I think people are a little nervous after last week's episode. It sort of looks like he might be up to his old tricks. But
Yes, and so the fans, just in case, I didn't mean to not say, we were talking about Perception on the TNT. I did mention Night Shift, and I thought I better make sure I say that.
Clarify, this is Perception on TNT. And, yeah, I think,
correct.
Yeah, he's a character I really loved playing, and this throughout the course of this whole third season of the show, has been this real sort of domesticated version of him and showing the side of him that's more capable of being committed and all those things are being challenged at the moment. So, like I said, I'm rooting for Donnie and Kate.
Oh, yes, me too. And then flip it over to Night Shift. What are you excited about to see happen there?
Well, you know, the way things were left, it's a really interesting, complicated situation with really great show and a great cast to have had the opportunity to work with. And, you know, I don't know what's in store. I mean, I when we last saw my character Scott with Jordan and TC, this sort of love triangle, you know, it seems pretty clear that that there's still a lot left to the relationship between Jordan and TC. And so, ultimately, you know, whether those two characters decide that they need to be together or not, I think remains to be seen. And, you know, I'm still waiting to find out what direction that story is headed in. But I hope for the chance to get back down there and continue on, because it was a beautifully complicated story. And, you know, love triangles can be really fun if they're well written, and I think this one really was.
Yes, I agree, and we're excited to kind of see what happens also. Is there anything else happening that you would like to share with the fans in your career, anything you have coming out this year that you want to share with the listeners and the fans?
Well, there's a movie project I'm about to start, but I can't really say too much about it yet.
Okay,
but,
that's no problem.
Still waiting to hear about the next season of Perception and what happens next with the Night Shift. So a lot of balls, a lot of plates in the air right now, and excited because it's, you know, the chance to be playing some really fun characters and in some really great stories. So
yes,
stay tuned.
No, exciting. It was great having you on the air today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
At Wendy's,
This just in, Wendy's new Swiss Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now an option with the 4 for $4. Let's go live to Switzerland. You can hear the ceremonial Swiss Alpine horns welcoming the new Swiss Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. Now an officer from the Swiss Army is using his knife to cut into a ceremonial block of cheese. There you have it, the deliciously different Swiss Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. Now available for a limited time with 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke for just $4. Stay neutral, Switzerland.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes small fries and a drink, not valid in Alaska, Hawaii, or Switzerland.